Okay, I think we're ready to convene here. We will call the Appropriation Committee to order. Thanks for everyone for cooperating this evening, or this afternoon. I guess it seems like evening, but we're still in the afternoon. Today, we will take roll silently. The secretary will take roll silently. Those who are not present will be excused until they arrive. We also would have received the minutes from this morning's meeting electronically. I'm asking if there's any changes or amendments that wish to be made to the minutes that you've received earlier today. Seeing none, all those in favor of accepting the minutes signify by saying aye. The minutes have been approved. This time today, we will be handling one bill. It's House File 13813, and I will move the chair over to Senator Lofgren.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The committee recognizes Senator Kreinbrink for consideration of House File 813.
Thank you, Senator Lofgren. I move that we convene into a subcommittee of a whole.
The motion has been made to convene a subcommittee of the whole on House File 813. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are now in subcommittee of the whole. Senator Kreinbrink, you are in order for opening comments on House File 813.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House File 813 establishes a new charter school program within the state under new code chapter 256E. The bill creates two models of which a charter school may be established. The first, a school board state board model, and the second being a founding group state board model. We are trying to limit ourselves to Section 8 of this bill, which is directed at the appropriation or the funding of this bill. I will say up front, I'm not really prepared to speak on a lot of the policy issues. Those were addressed in the education subcommittee as well as the individual full committee with Senator Sinclair. Section 8, the funding for each student attending a charter school will flow through the district of residence similar to open enrollment in years two and beyond. It includes the state cost per pupil, the teacher leadership supplement, and additional weightings. For students attending a charter school who had not been included in a previous year's enrollment count, the bill establishes a general fund standing unlimited appropriation to the Department of Education to be paid to the charter school for the student's initial year of enrollment in the charter school. That concludes my opening comments.
At this time, I will entertain any comments or questions from the public or members of the lobby in the southeast corner of the gallery. Please introduce yourself before speaking.
Melissa Peterson with the Iowa State Education Association. Thank you for the opportunity to address this subcommittee of the whole. Senator Kreinbrink, I will abide by your wishes and only speak to the funding section of the bill, though we have lots of concerns and are registered in strong opposition to this legislation. Specifically, as applies to the funding portion, I would ask that we strongly take into consideration Section 8. It's page 18, line 13. I appreciate we were talking about how the per pupil funding is going to follow the students from their home residence, but as you can see from this section, and as you can also read from the fiscal note, which by the way is inconclusive, we don't know exactly how we're going to pay for students who do not originally have a district of residence. Okay, so specifically line 13 talks about how the department will figure out instead how to pay for that student's initial year of enrollment. We don't know exactly how to quantify the number of students who could potentially be eligible, so I would just strongly ask this committee to take that into consideration and to make sure that's addressed before we move this legislation. Thank you.
Okay. At this time, I'll entertain comments from the floor on House File 813. Seeing no additional comments, Senator Kreinbrink, you are in order for closing comments on House File 813.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I simply move the bill.
We will we'll now vote on the bill. Senator Bogman, how would you like wish to vote? No, we need to vote while we're in. How would you like to vote? Okay. Roll call has been requested. The clerk will now take the vote.
Aye.
Senator Kreinbrink, aye.
Senator Lofgren,
aye. Senator Bolkum,
aye.
Senator Bolkum, no.
Senator Selsey,
no. Senator Selsey, no.
Senator Costello,
aye.
Senator Knoyer, aye.
Senator Knoyer, aye.
Senator
Dotsler,
Senator Dotsler,
nay.
Senator Edler,
nay, aye.
Senator Garrett,
Senator Garrett, aye.
Senator Guth,
aye.
Senator Johnson,
aye.
Senator Clemish,
aye.
Senator Kelker, aye.
Senator Mathis,
no.
Senator Peterson,
no.
Senator Reagan,
no.
Senator Reitman,
aye.
Senator Rosenboom,
aye.
Senator Jay Smith,
no.
Senator T. Taylor,
no.
Senator Williams, yes.
13 yes, 8.
House File 813 passes with 13 senators voting yes and 8 senators voting no. House File 813 moves to the appropriation. Excuse me, I guess it did pass. Back to Senator Kreinbrink.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion that we come out of subcommittee of a whole and go back into full committee.
Senator Kreinbrink has made a motion to arise from subcommittee as a whole and return to the full committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are now back in the full committee. Senator Kreinbrink, you are now in order for opening remarks on House File 813.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will leave my opening comments the same as I had in subcommittee of a whole. That concludes my opening comments.
Are there any senators who would like to speak on the bill? The chair recognizes Senator Selsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to talk about the appropriations piece of the bill, but I'm also going to talk about the bill itself, because I think we need to think about what we're voting for. Charter schools are not just another public school. They don't require compliance by the governing board and the school itself to have open records for all records not involving personnel or students. So it's not like a regular public school. The founding group can be an educational services provider, which can be a for-profit group. This bill does not require the founding group to be a 501c3 nonprofit. It doesn't require the founding group to be incorporated and domiciled in Iowa. It doesn't require a majority of the officers and board of directors or other governing body to be legal residents of Iowa. It doesn't require the charter to reimburse the state or local district for the balance of the school year for any student who drops out of the charter or is expelled. It doesn't require the chief administrator of the school to hold a principal's or superintendent's license under Chapter 272. It doesn't require the school to employ a school nurse on premises. It doesn't require the school to employ a school guidance counselor with the appropriate license. So, charter schools, as the fiscal note on charter schools. As Senator Sinclair so kindly pointed out to me during the Education Committee meeting, LSA couldn't even estimate how much this would cost. What I've found out since is this is a standing unlimited appropriation. So basically, all the information that we've gathered now is telling us we're creating a monster of unknown size and unknown appetite, and we're writing the monster a blank check. That's what we're doing here. We have no clue how much this is going to cost. And for a body that seems to care so much about how much everything costs, this seems a little odd to me that we're not investigating this just a bit more. Charter schools also have a high failure rate, and the money is often spent on high salaries for charter managers and for profits for the charter companies themselves. Then, if you want to think of it maybe as a district within a district, think of a charter school that's plopped into a public school district as a district within a district, so you essentially have two districts within the same, you know, school boundary district. The bad thing is that the overhead expenses, since you're really just siphoning kids off from the public school district into the charter district, it doesn't decrease expenses for the public school. I hear that often. Oh, we're saving them money. No, we're not. It doesn't decrease those fixed expenses for either the public or the charter. And this is fine. If it's just a regular private school, that's not our responsibility because we're the state of Iowa. But now we're responsible for both of them, funding both of them, so the fixed expenses go up. So we're essentially signing ourselves up for higher costs across the state, which will be expensive. So I know the governor's been twisting arms, and I know, you know, you're probably already got your mind figured out on this, but it is a bad bill. It's going to cost Iowa an unknown amount of money for results that certainly will not be better than our public schools. That has been proven over and over in study after study. Charters aren't any better than our current public schools and possibly worse in some situations. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Selsey. See no other discussion. Senator Cranbrink, you are now in order for closing comments on House File 813.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I simply move the bill, House File 813.
Those in favor of passage of the bill will vote yes, and those opposed will vote no. Senator Bochum, how would you wish to vote? Record roll call vote has been requested. The clerk will now take the vote. Senator Cranbrink votes yes. Senator Lofgren votes yes. Senator Bochum votes no. Senator Selsey votes no. Senator Costello votes aye. Senator Canoia votes aye. Senator Dotson votes no. Senator Edler votes aye. Senator Garrett votes aye. Senator Guth votes aye. Senator Johnson votes aye. Senator Clemens votes aye. Senator Kelker votes aye. Senator Mathis votes no. Senator Peterson votes no. Senator Reagan votes no. Senator Reitman votes aye. Senator Rosenblum votes aye. Senator J. Smith votes no. Senator Taylor votes no. Senator Williams votes aye.
13 yes, 8 no.
House File 813 passes with 13 senators voting yes, 8 senators voting no. House File 813 moves out of the Appropriations Committee and moves to the calendar. I will now pass chairmanship back to Senator Cranbrink.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there any other questions or comments that come before the committee today? Seeing none, Senator Adler moves that we adjourn.
Second.